from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You can hear Zach Gelb every afternoon all across the nation on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He joins us every Wednesday, really. And he's with us again today. What's like the strangest market that your show airs on?
I think all markets are equal. So I will not say any market.
But what's
is,
the strangest?
Strange.
Like, are you on in, Fiji, Bora Bora? Like, where, obviously, we can all be heard on the Odyssey app anywhere, but is there a particular market that your show you know of that's an odd market?
I think all markets are normal. Nothing is odd to me.
All right. There's a guy who wants to keep his network paycheck going. So the Dolphins and Falcons
Florida's the weirdest market.
Second joint practice. That I won't argue.
Weird people, let me tell you.
Dolphins and Falcons had their second joint practice today, and it ended up getting canceled. Rondell Moore from the Falcons ended up being carted off, had an air cast on. Like, it was bad. They ended up canceling the practice, but there were a couple of scraps during practice. It was their second day of joint practices. We talked about it with Crowder. The joint practices are more valuable than the preseason games themselves, yes?
From every coach that I talk to and player, they think so, because they could control and script everything how they wanted to, and you know that the quarterback is not going to get hit. So I do think there is more value to the teams than what these preseason games have turned into be.
You think we'll head to the day, we talked about this yesterday, where what, there's 18 regular season games, maybe one preseason game, maybe none?
So right now, what we have, 17 regular season games, and they have three preseason games. So I think it will eventually go to 18 and two preseason games, because they'll try to the way that they work around the player safety issue, because it's more unsafe to have more regular season games. They'll just keep on saying, it's the same amount of games. We're just trimming a preseason game. So that's what they'll keep on doing, I would imagine.
I'm a big fan of it. I hope they go to 20 regular season games. I hope they go, I was saying yesterday, to 82 games, match an NBA schedule. There's nothing like football season for me. I don't care about the ramifications. Yeah, rest the quarterback every other game. Like, have two good quarterbacks on your roster. Change the whole complexion of the game.
The only problem is you keep on adding more regular season games, then you get into the playoffs. Maybe Tua already used up all of his wins on the year.
I knew that was coming. So, Gelb, who...
Because you guys have an algorithm now. It's whenever I come on and say something about Tua, you guys blast it out on the YouTube. Dolphin
Well, we blasted
Zach
out
Gelb.
Last week. Solana tricked you into saying that Tua and the Dolphins are going to go win the Super Bowl. And then Solana just clipped that. We sent it out to kind of ruin your rep. But I will tell you, Dolphins fans who are listening, if you listen to Zach Gelb or if you follow him on social media, Tyreek Hill was voted the number one player in the NFL.
Disgrace.
That's our guy. And Gelb has a major problem with it.
It's a disgrace.
In keeping with his character.
Don't get me wrong. Tyreek Hill's the best wide receiver in football. Christian McCaffrey is the best running back in football. But there is no way that Patrick Mahomes shouldn't be the number one quarterback, and also he should be the number one player in the league. If I had Chris Greer sitting right next to me, and we shot him up with True Serum, and I asked him, who would you rather have? Who would you want to have at quarterback this year? Give me one guy. Every NFL general manager, even the ones that have Burrow, even the ones that have Josh Allen, CJ Stroud, everyone would take Patrick Mahomes.
So you're saying Tyreek Hill can't be the best player in the NFL because Patrick Mahomes, and I understand what you're saying, Patrick Mahomes is the guy every team would pick first, right?
Yes.
If you could redraft, every single player goes into a pool and the teams are all going to redraft, there's going to be a consensus number one. All 32 teams would take Patrick Mahomes first.
Sure.
Okay, I'm with you there. But who voted on this? It was players, right?
It was players. Yeah. But here's the thing. This list is such a sham. There are players that have been in the league for 10 years that have claimed they've never even seen this list. It was back to 2013, to be fair. But Florio said like only 28% of the league voted on it.
You're saying fake electors.
I will not accept the results of this election. We may hear that again coming up in a few months. I'm not a political guy, though.
Fake electors. Zach Gelb, there's your clip, Solana. I will not accept the results of the upcoming election.
But, like, look at it. Tyreek Hill leaves the Chiefs. And this is not anti-Tyreek Hill. He's phenomenal. He's the best wide receiver in the game. I'll say that once again. But he leaves the Chiefs. And who is Mahomes throwing the ball to? And he still won the last two Super Bowls. It's like, come
no,
on.
No, it's an argument for Mahomes. I'm with you there. But let me extrapolate this out here for a second, okay?
Big word.
So, Tyreek Hill, we agree he's the best receiver in football. And if you don't think he's the best receiver in football, he's certainly top two, top three at the very least, okay? Tua, would you agree top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
Well, I would not. I've said this before with you guys. I think there's seven guys in the league without a doubt have to be in your top 10 list. Then after that, I believe there is a range of 8 to 14. You could put any of those guys in the final three spots. For me personally, I do not have Tua in those final three spots when I do my top 10 list.
Raheem Mostert. Let's say Mostert and Achane, top 10 running back duo in the NFL.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Jalen Ramsey, top five corner.
Yeah. It depends where his health is at, but yeah, no, he's still extremely good.
Mike McDaniel, top 10 offensive minded head coach.
In terms of top 10 head coach, no, top 10 offensive minded head coach. Yes.
So if I extrapolate all that out, like they've got to be pretty damn good this upcoming season.
Let me ask you this though. What's the biggest difference from last year to this year with the Dolphins?
Well, they're missing a couple key guys on
defense.
That's
the thing. The injuries and how late they happened.
So well, not just the injured guys, but Andrew Van Ginkel is gone. Christian Wilkins is gone.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things where I'm sitting here. What's really going to change with the Dolphins? They got to win a playoff game this year. And I can't sit here and confidently say they're going to.
I think that's a low expectation.
But here's the thing. I know you guys got on me last week in a fun way for saying they're going to be third in the division. They could easily be first in the division. You're splitting hairs with those three teams. But it's not crazy to say they finish third in the division and don't even make the playoffs. Then I could also make the case that they go into the playoffs and they win a playoff game. But outside of winning one playoff game, you know, can I expect them to win two? I don't. You know, I think there's just teams that are better than them, like the Bengals. Like the Bills, as you saw last year, obviously Kansas City, who beat them twice. The Texans are going to be strong once again, and they got better this offseason, adding Danielle Hunter and Stephon Diggs. I'm not saying that the Jacksonville Jaguars are this great team, but I think they're going to bounce back after an injury-plagued season a year ago. So it is, and you have the Jets, like it's a mess. And all the AFC North teams, right, are good. Only seven teams could get in. And four get taken up by the divisions. So you could easily get in and win a playoff game, but you could just as easily miss the playoffs this year if you're the Miami Dolphins.
So are you saying essentially that this Dolphins team, and whether it's because of Tua or whether it's because of the defense, can't compete with the top teams in the AFC. Like, I understand what you're saying, and I kind of feel the same way you do, which is they're not going to go through Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and CJ Stroud to win, you know, the AFC title. I can't foresee them doing that. But are you saying that they can't compete with those top teams either?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
No, what I'm saying is this. Like, let's just pencil in the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game for the foreseeable future. Some years they'll
because
not
of Mahomes, right? That's only because of Mahomes.
It was the same thing with Brady, right? Brady and the Pats. They
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I'm Mahomes, but it's strictly because of him.
Outside of that, they can beat any other team in the AFC. They can. They can beat any other team in the AFC. Doesn't mean they will. I thought they could have beat Buffalo last year. Remember, they were my pick to win the division. The Miami Dolphins. And look, Buffalo in that final game of the season did not play great, and they were still better than Miami.
The only reason that I bring up it's only because of Mahomes is because I think if you put the Dolphins roster, going back to what I was just presenting to you, I think if you put the Dolphins roster up against other rosters in the AFC, you'd go, this team could be the team that competes against Kansas City.
Sure. And there's questions on basically everyone's roster. But when I look at the quarterback, like, there's questions on Buffalo's roster. I trust Josh Allen more than I trust Tua. And we're talking about getting to the second round and winning the second round to get to the final two teams in the AFC. You look at the Bengals. You know, there's questions on their roster. But I trust Joe Burrow more than I trust Tua. You know, even the Texans. I trust CJ Stroud more than I trust Tua. The bottom line is, when you look at the Dolphins, there's three things that jump out to me. Three question marks heading into the season. Offensive line. Can the quarterback win a big game? And how much rust is there to shake off when these big-time, really good defensive players come back from their injuries?
Fair. Those are all fair questions.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.